Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Eagles Live, a special edition on this Tuesday here live from the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. Dave Spadaro with you, and we are here 2 hours before the start of free agency to celebrate a contract extension for offensive tackle Todd Herrimann. A great deal for Todd, great deal for the Eagles, his third contract with the Eagles. Drafted by the team in the fourth round of the 2005 draft. Started at left guard since the 2006 season. Actually, that rookie year played a little bit of left tackle. Then moved to guard. Played really well at left guard. Got a contract extension in 2006. Moved to right tackle to start 2011. Started 15 games over there. And played one game at left tackle. Just a solid football player. Eagles have said this the whole offseason. Taking care of their own first. And they've done that with Todd Herrimann. As free agency approaches, so it is Todd Herrimann's day today. We will have him in the studio, of course, shortly. And we're all looking forward to him and just celebrating with him a great deal. He sends his Twitter picture there of him and Kate Jouse signing the contract. That's how it is behind the scenes, guys. How terrific is that? We'll get the chat going for you shortly. And Todd Herrimann will have his press conference going in just a moment. We invite your telephone calls. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. So what are the Eagles going to do here in free agency, which begins in 2 hours and 1 minute? Remains to be seen. Don't know the answer. Wish I did. My expectations are that it will be a kind of a slow entree into free agency. See how the market plays out. Mario Williams, he'll be the big ticket guy, and Matt Flynn, he'll land somewhere with a big deal. But Andy Reid, Michael Vick, going to be kind of a quiet period, I think. You never know with the Eagles, though. They're always working something. I just think in this case, the Eagles make their big deal. Todd Herrimann's press conference coming along just in a few moments here. We will take your calls. I'm just putting in the number on the ticker right now, 6709-215-339-6709 is the telephone number. We take your phone calls. We take your questions. I know that everybody is so excited. Free agency is finally here. It has been such a long off season. Thank you, Eagles fans, for your patience. Let's go to Meadville and talk to Justin. Justin, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, man. Dude, I've been trying to get in. I don't know how these regulars do it all the time.
They camp on the phones.
I know, right? I just wanted to talk about two things that I've been getting a lot of flack about. I kind of wanted to straighten it up a little bit. One is the nonsense that our defense was not good last year. I think what happened was everybody saw, you know, an unproven, you know, O-line coach go to defense coordinator, like all the eyes were on him. So I think the mistakes were amplified. But at the end of the day, we still were number one in sacks. We still were top 10 in yards, top 10 in points. Some people are mad that Juan Castillo is still defensive coordinator. How can you fire him? You know, like, where's the basis to fire the guy? So I've been agreeing a lot about in the message boards. And second, and I understand Vic had a down year. And he's, you know, there's writers this, writers that. The point is, we're still top four in offense, and Vic had way too many turnovers. I agree. But even Eli Manning, you know, the Super Bowl MVP this year, in 2010, averaged more turnovers per game than Vic. So I think with the added awareness in the offseason, and Vic didn't even have an offseason. He hasn't had an offseason as the guy since 2006.
I'm going to cut you off. Todd Herrimann's walking up to the podium. We will get back to that. I wanted to address that. I'm going to tell you right now, the numbers mean very little to me. Let's go in and celebrate Todd Herrimann's new deal.
my first ever press conference.
Is it really?
Do you
have any injuries?
You
make a couple of opening statements,
and we'll open up the question. Yeah, first off, I just want to, you know, thank Howie and Coach Reed and Mr. Lurie. You know, I had 2 years left on my deal, so I realized this wasn't a necessity. But it just means a lot, you know, for the fact that they came to me and started this whole process. So I'm real happy with it.
Exactly when you envisioned your career, the position, and then financially being rewarded for that position, where you want it to be?
You know, it doesn't really make a difference with it, whether it's tackle or guard. You know, I'm kind of open to the idea that I'm sure that if need be, they might need to move me back to guard or keep me at tackle. It doesn't really matter. But, yeah, you know, it's kind of been weird my entire career, never reaching free agency or anything like that. My deals have all been taken care of in-house. So I think that's kind of interesting, and especially for in today's sports world, being able to spend your whole career in one city, I think that's something special. You don't see that too much anymore.
If you have a feeling this would get done, because I think there's an escalator in your contract if you were to play tackle this year.
Yeah. You know, I kind of have been talking to him for a while, just joking back and forth, and, you know, now it moved me back to tackle. The escalator in my contract did bump my pay a little bit, but, you know, maybe this was just kind of a you know, a good faith. They're happy with what I've been doing here. You know, I've been working hard. I haven't been complaining about my contract. You know, while I was playing guard, I kind of feel like I was playing at a high level of guard and felt a little underpaid, but, you know, that was what comes with those early deals that I did, you know, after 2 years and doing the 5-year extension, you know. You know, a lot of people ended up in that situation, but you kind of have to warrant it. And they, you know, showed a big sign of faith here by redoing it 2 years early when they didn't need to.
What was it like now that you look back making that transition to tackle? I mean, how long did it take you, do you think, to feel really comfortable? What is your evaluation of yourself as a tackle first year?
Well, I think that I have a lot of upside at tackle still. You know, I still feel as the season went on, there were things that, plenty of things that I had to work on, and that just playing the position, you learn certain things, and you're able to work on them. And, you know, in season, it's tough to work on those things because you know, have two practices and then you're playing a game again. But as far as, you know, just being able to know all offseason what I'm playing, the types of technique that Howard has us using, you know, just the style of play that he expects out of us, I think that makes the transition from guard to tackle a lot easier, and it suits my abilities better to play tackle in his style than in, with the vertical set that Juan used to teach.
Lead with the Texans guy Winston going on the market, all like getting dumped on the market like that to get this done.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I'm so happy about this. You know, the Eagles wanting to do this with me. You know, I can't thank him enough. I keep looking on ESPN every day, and I see, you know, veterans all around the league, you know, getting cut, trying to make cap space, and, you know, there's good players being released. And, you know, with the free agent market right now is being so flooded, you know, I just feel real excited that the Eagles are willing to make this move with me.
Last year with the, you know, free agency and the way it happened, there was a lot of moves made here. And, you know, maybe it took a while for everybody to come together. We could be wrong, but it doesn't look like there's going to be any big splashes like last year right now. Do you think continuity is the main thing with this team?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the team that we fielded last year was missing anything talent-wise. You know, I don't think our coaching staff was missing anything. I don't think that the players on the field were missing anything. I just think, you know, we're like first day of school. You don't know anybody in your class, and you just got to kind of feel who you're going to get along with to sit by, who's going to let you cheat off of them, you know, all that kind of stuff. So As the season went on, you know, we started coming together a lot better. That showed towards the end of the year with the win in the last 5 out of 6. And we really feel that we don't need any extra pieces brought to us this free agency. We feel like the team that we have in the locker room could make a great run and get to the Super Bowl this year. But, you know, that's not how it's going to work. I'm sure that there will be tweaks here and there.
Would it be good to get Mathis back with you?
Yeah, that would be good. You know, he texted me earlier today and congratulated me. I said thanks, and, you know, we'll hope that we get you done here soon and back in green, but who knows how that's going to work out, you know.
Todd, there have been so many guys in this franchise who played here for a long time but never didn't get a chance to finish their career here. You know, Donovan, John Runyon, Trey. I mean, you're through 2016. Would you consider that a major accomplishment to see this contract through and to end your career here where it started? Do you think that's...
We got 5 years left. Well, I think that with my newly found high level of income and the advances in modern medicine, that I could play another 10, 15 years. Yeah, I think it would be great. You know, we'll visit that in 5 years. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then. I would love to be able to finish my career in Philadelphia. You know, the city has been awesome to me. You know, I don't get a lot of negativity from anybody, really. And it's just been a lot of fun to play here with. You know, I want to be on the team that brings a Super Bowl to Philadelphia.
All that time at left guard, you always said it didn't matter to you. And at one point, your Twitter bio said you play right tackle just for fun, or play tackle just for fun.
Yeah.
But did you wonder how, you know, did you ever think, boy, it would be interesting to get some time at tackle and see? There's so much talk about it.
I mean, and see what, like how I would do. I've always been pretty, I've always been pretty confident in my abilities at tackle. You know, I knew that I was having splashes here and there, just filling in. And maybe if I didn't do so well those games, that I would have had a little more doubt if I would have done it for the long haul. But, you know, I thought I played pretty well those games, and, you know, I wasn't really worried about it.
Do you think it made the fact that the Eagles wanted to get this extension done, the fact that, you know, you are the protector of Michael's blind side, a little more importance there perhaps, a little more value too?
Yeah, I'm sure that all had, figured into it. But, I mean, Michael's all over the place in the pocket, so everybody's on his blind side at some point.
Do you think or has it even been expressed to you through the front office or through Coach Reed that your leadership is something that this team really values and it's part of the reason why you're here for the long term? That...
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely brought up in the talks, and I think that, you know, boded well for me. The players seem to like me in the locker room. I don't get not too many dirty looks when I walk around. Yeah, I think that what they're trying to do is just, for the longest time, the Eagles have kind of been known as a team that, you know, doesn't take care of their own draft picks and likes to go out and you know, pay everybody else's picks and players. But I think that they're trying to change that stigma that they have. And, you know, Howie's very concentrated on, you know, taking care of our own and, you know, wanting players to be Eagles for their entire career.
Did you have, I mean, through this, since you started your career, did you have a moment where, I mean, to be honest, early in your career, you had some incidents, you know, or a disciplinary thing. Did you have a moment where you felt that you were going to have to change a little bit to be a little bit more of a leader, or was that just part of the evolutionary process for you to experience some things and grow from it?
Well, I don't really know how to answer that. I went through some things when I was younger, and I just think that's kind of, you know, getting into the NFL and getting all this money and just kind of not really growing up yet. And, you know, it's just something that I went through, and it's not there anymore. And, you know, I think that this is showing that it's heading in the right way, you know. that even make any sense?
Yes. We'll make it look good in the paper.
Any other questions?
That's good.
Great. We're
good.
Thanks, Todd.
Good.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, so that is Todd Harriman's. Congratulations to him. We will have him in studio in just one moment. We're going to take a break. We're going to go to the spot first. We're going to take a break. Okay, so we have a little Eagles Television Network spot on Todd Harriman's, getting to know Todd Harriman's. Let's take a look at that, and then he'll be in studio in just a moment.
So we got a little time on our hands because it is the bye week. My alma mater, Saginaw Valley, has asked me to come back to Saginaw and dedicating the weight room to me and my family, you know, for a donation that we're able to make. You know, just being able to see how much this school has grown even since the last time I was here, which was probably 5 years ago, it's unreal. This is where my first dorm was, right in here. It was called the Zoo. Well, one of the main reasons I came to Saginaw Valley was because of a coach that was here. His name was Mike Evans, and he came and visited me. He just kind of laid out this plan for me about playing at Saginaw, being able to take my game to the next level. And that was something I never even really thought of until he mentioned it to me. I was playing in the NFL, and he almost talked about it like it was a certainty. And here I am, this high school kid that can't even get a scholarship from a Division I school, and I got this guy telling me that I'm going to play in the NFL, which was just crazy to me. But having someone that had that kind of faith in me, it was special, and that's the main reason that I came here, was because of him.
Please join me in giving a warm Saginaw Valley welcome to one of our own, Todd Harriman.
The funny thing is, it took me a few years to kind of build a sense of school pride, because we're a strong football team and a strong school athletically, and the whole time I was here, we were nationally ranked, and then I left, and I thought that was just going to keep going, and it didn't. There's guys that I played with that are coaching here now. I think that they kind of realized the fact, too, that you have to put an effort into maintaining a legacy. It's not just going to be there because you spent 4 years winning games.
What's it like to come back here and to be a part of something like this?
You know, it's pretty crazy. I feel like I owe Saginaw Valley a great deal for what they were able to do with me and my career. Being able to go in the locker room and just smell, the locker room still smells the same. Seeing all the kids in there sitting like where I used to sit, you know, I kind of went over and stood by my locker for a little bit. Being around people that are so intense and just ready to go to battle, if you're not even a part of it, it pumps you up. It gets you jacked up.
Yo, I'm not in here. I'm not going to tell you anything right now that is going to change whether or not you win or lose the game. You already done the film work. You've already busted your in practice. And I just walked through that arena in there and saw Ashlyn sitting down, and those ain't ready to win a game. Every play, every step of the way, trust the man next to you. And if you up that man across the line from you, every play of the game, I promise you, that scoreboard is going to reflect it. You guys are going to win the game. Bring it on in. Bring it on in.
It's kind of crazy, because I really think in my heart, like, these kids don't care what I have to say. You know, I'm an old player that used to play here. But when I started talking and kids are agreeing with me, and it was cool, you know, to think that they actually really care what I do have to say.
We're going to bring them guns out today. Bang, bang, on three. One, two, three.
Bang, bang.
Taking the walk out to the stadium that I've walked so many times. Even though the stadium's changed, you know, they've got more seating now and a jumbotron, turf, lights. It's only going to draw, you know, more talent and just make it a better program down the road.
Remember when you guys were shaking hands in line?
We got in a fight.
You got in
Grand
fight.
Valley. Yeah, me and Keontae.
Yeah, you and Keontae mixing it up. I remember that.
I remember being worried if I was going to be suspended the next year. The coaches first approached me about it. They wanted to know if my family would want to come over to it. That meant a lot to me to have them here for this whole thing. It's not the Todd Harriman's weight room. It's the Harriman's family weight room.
All right, thanks, Todd. Well, I am joined by Todd Harriman. You are a former Cardinal, but now playing with the Philadelphia Eagles, and your family had a very special night here dedicating a varsity weight room. What was it about the weight room? What did you feel that your family needed to get involved to help out?
I just think that it's made me work harder for everything that I've got. You know, the harder you work, that when you actually do
good things to happen to you, or you know, you have achievements and success, I think you appreciate it more. I don't know if that's like the way that my parents raised me, or going to a smaller Division II school. I've been in the league for 7 years now, and I've seen a lot of guys come in from, you know, huge schools. Not that surprising. I've seen a lot of guys that couldn't even play on my team in Saginaw. You know, and everybody might think that I'm full of saying that, but I would die by that word.
Oh, there we go. Nice stuff from the Eagles Television Network. Gets you a chance to get to know Todd Harriman just a little bit. Great story. Saginaw Valley State, NFL, and could be one of those players, rare indeed, who begins his career with the Eagles and ends his career with the Eagles. We certainly hope many good years of football ahead for Todd Harriman as he drops the Talladega Nights reference with modern medicine. Maybe he can play another 10 to 15 years. We'll see. We will have Todd in studio in just a moment. Listen, I know today is a day that you are all excited about free agency. So with free agency an hour and 45 minutes away, yes, the phone lines are open, 215-339-6709. Eagles working out Ben Lieber today, veteran linebacker. They haven't signed him. Okay, they've already taken that off because it's not updated. But free agency starts at 4 o'clock today. The Eagles have decided on Antonio Dixon. They've given him a second-round tender. And Todd Harriman said, hey, good job, Ryan. You got it all pretty much updated. But the Eagles did work out Ben Lieber today. So it's been a busy little deal here. Ben Lieber is a veteran player, saw sparing action last year, is just somebody they worked out. Haven't signed him. No indication that they will sign him. And if they do, I think it's just do your homework kind of workout. But we'll see. Let's go to Carl in D.C., who joins us here on Eagles Live. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
All right, Carl. How are you doing?
Enjoying 75 degrees here in D.C. and wishing like hell I was on the golf course.
There we go. Anyway. All right. Well, the second best place is watching
right
me.
Here, which is why I've been kind of following it. And been listening the last couple weeks. I love it with Adam Kaplan and Baldinger. But one receiver that hasn't been mentioned very much, I was curious what his status was Chad Hall.
He's still on the team. He's under contract, and he'll be here when the team gets
going. He is under contract. Okay.
Well done. Yeah, he's under contract.
Because I wasn't sure when they brought him up for the practice squad if that just went through last season or if it's, you know, 2 year or whatever.
Yeah, I think they signed him to a 2 year deal when they promoted him from the practice squad.
Because I tell you what, I think that's a weapon we have that you started to see a little more of. He's not very big, but I tell you what, he can hit, and I wonder if they might develop him more on the punt returner side, which is he's done a lot of.
You know, it's interesting, Carl, because the return game, we haven't talked a whole lot about it. I think we all recognize the need for more explosiveness in the punt return game and certainly in the kickoff return game. And, you know, the thing about DeSean Jackson, and he's incredibly explosive, but it's just too much of trying to hit the home run. I like the way Chad catches it and goes north-south. So
yeah, he doesn't do a lot of footwork. He catches it and runs, and will, even he's only 5'8", I've seen him run over people.
Well, I mean, listen, his forte is not going to be running over people. But let's put it this way. The Eagles are always going to challenge Chad Hall. He knows that's his NFL career. Nothing will ever be given to him. So, consequently, you get somebody who is a tremendous worker, somebody who is a tremendous competitor, and he's a valuable guy in this team. And I think the Eagles used him very well last year in the offense.
Yeah, I think they did. So, I'm kind of running everybody else. I've been following NFL Network. They said Colston's gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the Eagles are going to do, but, you know, the media is going ballistic.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call, Carl. I don't expect, guys, I have said this for weeks, I don't expect a lot in free agency. Take care of your own. You know, they did Todd Harriman's today. Who's next? Trent Cole? LeSean McCoy? Two very good candidates for new contracts. But you balance that with the fact that the Eagles just don't have a lot of cap room. And the cap only went up a little bit this year to $120,600,000. Eagles approximately $8.5 to $9 million under the cap now, depending on where the Harriman's deal falls. So it's a little squeeze. Now, they can create some cap room, and they're going to have to be creative, but not right now. Tom in Texas joins us here on Eagles Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to talk about special teams a little bit in free agency. I know Howling from Arizona is available.
Ted Ginn Jr. is available.
Is it a possibility that he might be positioned to fill?
Yeah, you know, here's what I think. I think the Eagles are in a spot where they're not going to be first or second day players. I mean, they just can't go after Carl Nix and these $15 million a year guys. They can't.
Right.
They don't have the money. But
right.
They can wait. They can see where it settles in, and then there's still going to be some good players there. Now, the obvious question.
Do you think Howling is that going to be that expensive?
I think he was tendered at a second round level.
He was tendered.
Yeah, I think he was restricted free agent. So I don't think he's going to be playing at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about Hawthorne?
From
Seattle, the linebacker?
You know, a possibility, but again, one of those guys that, you know, David Hawthorne is not entering free agency to settle on a deal. He's going into free agency to become a big money free agent, right? So
okay.
He's not going to sign in the first, he's looking to sign in the first couple of days.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks for the phone call. 215-339-6709. Yeah, I just expect the Eagles to be maybe fill in a piece or two in free agency. But I caution you, all of you, please. And I see it on Twitter. I see it on the message boards and the way. You're all expecting something to happen right now. You've been waiting a long time. I know that. So have I. We've been bullshitting our way here through the first, you know, 2.5 months of the offseason. Pardon the French. And thankfully now we have some news. Okay, so Todd Harriman's... Oh, wait, now this is news. Yes, indeedy. Check out Aaron Go Birds at two places on Friday night. Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia from 6 to 7.30, and then Maggie O'Neill's in Drexel Hill from 9 to 10.30. It's, well, St. Patrick's Day, everybody celebrates. You don't have to be Irish to do it. 20 Eagles cheerleaders will be there. Come out and join the fun. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Beauty and then the Beast. We're going to take a little break here. When we come back, Todd Harriman's will be in studio. We'll take your phone calls. We get ready for free agency here on Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Here we are. On the road, and we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
This reminds me of a scene in that movie. Oh, man, what's it called?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's the rookie cop, the veteran cop duo. It's like us, partner.
Just because you get way more movies with Xfinity On Demand doesn't mean you always have to rub it in.
Oh, duck!
Sorry.
Ditch satellite for the most on demand. Experience Xfinity. Sign up for this great offer today. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
Seen the signs on the passers-by. Something's got to give. Can't be free, but it's good for me. But this good thing comes along and I
GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
All right, Dave Spadaro, back with you. Let's get to the telephones, 215-339-6709. Phil in the Northeast joins us. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, how are you?
Good. I just want to touch base on two topics. Are the Eagles going to resign or renew Trent Cole's contract?
I believe there's a chance of that happening, yeah.
Okay, what about DRC and Asante?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, as we look at some Trent Cole highlights there. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, I believe, is in the last year of his deal.
Okay.
So at some point, a decision will have to be made. And then, you know, Asante Samuel is the big question. His cap number is around $10 million this year, and it has been the subject of much speculation. I will tell you that I think it's 50-50 whether he comes back. Can you keep Asante Samuel? Premier cornerback. Can you trade him? I mean, what are you going to do with him?
Right. That's it, Todd. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Phil. Thank you. Have a great day. I don't know, as we watch a couple of big interceptions that Asante had back in 2010. You know, that defensive secondary is something the Eagles are really, really going to have to figure out. You know, do they figure that you keep those three cornerbacks and you win with talent and then you figure out who's going to be the slot corner? Or do you try to move one of them? It doesn't have to be Asante. Can be one of Asante or Nnamdi. I think the lesson I've learned over the years here, and I get all these questions, is what will the Eagles do? And I think with the Eagles, you never know. I think that's just the beauty of this, of the Eagles being so tight-lipped about things. Andy knows, and the guys upstairs know Howie. And I don't know. James in Westminster joins us. Hi, James.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm having a great day.
Good.
Good to see that they kept Todd. I'm glad he got re-signed. I think he's definitely earned that.
I think so, too.
And, I mean, everybody else, I'm sure I know they'll got to get McCoy and Trent Cole on their contract. But my question, actually, is something that I saw this morning. I was heading out to school and saw something come on. And I do watch Adam Schefter a little bit because I know he's got a decent...
I watched it, too. We all heard it.
It doesn't even make sense to me.
What he said was, watch the Eagles and Mario Williams.
Yeah, and I heard that, and I was kind of like, that's not even something that we really need, is it? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense to me. I mean, don't get me
wrong, agree.
But everybody would argue with me and say, you know, he's a great talent. It doesn't hurt to have more talent. But
no, I agree. Mean, and listen, this is from the I don't know if you care department. But there's, well, you know, I like seeing these young guys and trying to figure out who's going to develop and who's going to be a big-time player. And I just saw Phillip Hunt. Phillip Hunt's up to 260 pounds. I mean, he looks great. And we were talking, and he's like, you know, I really didn't even do much to do it. I'm just eating better foods. I'm training more. I mean, that's why the first to second year in the NFL, it makes such a big difference. I think Phillip Hunt can be a pretty big-time defensive end. I don't think you need Mario Williams. And frankly, right now,
I don't think you need that kind of cap number.
Unless you're planning to trade, was that sound effect?
Well, maybe. Maybe if you're planning to trade, but I'm with you. I mean, I mean, it's definitely in the care department for me. I love watching the younger guys. I'm with people who go to both of the home preseason games or watch the end of the games on TV because I want to see these young guys because, I mean, they're really, in essence, your future of your team if you have them around. And I don't think Phillip Hunt has done a bad job. I don't think, you know, guys like Dixon and you've seen other guys come up through the ranks. I know Lindley when he was here. I really liked him. I like watching him, and I just don't see.
What
like
does that say?
I mean, our cap number isn't bad, but if you throw a guy,
well, there's very little cap space at this point because that also includes, you know, James, as you know, it's got to include the draft picks.
Right.
It includes these extensions. It includes emergency money in case there are injuries. Now, unless you're planning to clear massive amounts of cap space.
Massive is definitely an understatement to try to get to sign him, I think. I mean, I don't think that's even a possibility. I don't even think it's something we need. I think we should definitely look at the draft, and I'm with you, return man. I think that should be
who is your daddy
somewhere very high on
the
list.
What does he do?
Yeah, the return man. Thanks for the call, James. Good stuff.
Yes, sir. See ya.
Yeah, it's that time of the year when everybody is, and Derek Landry is one of those players, too, that we don't know about. It's that there are so many rumors floating around here I don't know what to believe. I don't know what's true, what's fake, what's being thrown out there by the Eagles, what's being thrown out there by agents, what's being thrown out there by other teams. It is a fun time of year. But as I said yesterday, I do miss the Midnight Madness just a little bit. Although I got to tell you, I'm pretty jazzed up. 2:33 in the afternoon and free agency starts in an hour and a half. And, you know, there is no, from what I know, there is no plan to get on the horn and say, hey, you know, Jim Smith, come in here and let's get a deal done. But I don't know if I would know that anyway. Chris in Virginia joins us. Hello, Chris.
Dave.
How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Great. What's on your mind?
Question. What do you think we do as far as backup running back? Free agency or draft? What do you think we do?
I think there's a glut of running backs out there. And one name that one NFL reporter floated to me was he thought would be a really good fit was Steve Slayton. A local product, went to the Houston, went to West Virginia, yep. Played it with the Texans, had a big year a few years back, then got hurt, and then Arian Foster has become a superstar, and Slayton's out there. He might be somebody who fits in this mold. I don't think the Eagles are going to go after a big running back. I think they're going to try to upgrade at fullback with a more athletic fullback, and that takes care of your big back. But with Shady McCoy, I mean, he's fine. He finds the end zone. If he gets a short yardage, he makes it happen. I think it's going to be somebody who fits the skill set of what the Eagles can do. They will add a running back. They have to add a halfback. And you know, they've got some young kids who are there. Craig Cooper is there, and they want to take a look at him after his first year last year. He was here at camp, got cut, had the ACL at Miami. But I think that's going to be a down-the-line kind of move.
Yeah, you think it could be Deion Lewis?
Well, I personally love Deion Lewis. I think that he has innate running skills. I've been here for many years, and I've seen a lot of these very good running backs. And you can tell. You can tell what they have. And he's got that ability to run the football. He does not have the ability to be a kickoff return man at this level.
Yeah, I agree with that completely after base last year. That's the one big thing I want as well this year is, you know, the kickoff coverage seems really good this year, but as far as the return yardage, I mean, we can't be starting.
Yeah.
You know,
And Cole Anderson's health is very important, and so I.
Is there any word as far as how he is along in his rehab process?
Yeah, I mean, I see him every day. He feels like he's in great shape, and he feels like he's on course.
Good. Well, he's a stud, and he's key to the special teams. Yeah, Dave, it's nice the free agency kind of starting to get the feel of the off season kind of starting rolling.
Yeah.
So
I agree,
good talk to my man.
I agree, and I just it's been so long to forget about 2011 and really focus on 2012. And look, yep. big challenge for the Eagles. Not a lot of cap room. How do they create space and get some of the things done that they want to get done? Big challenge for Howie Roseman, Andy Reid, etc.
I agree. Man. I mean, I don't know. I like what we got in place here. I think just maybe a couple upgrades at certain spots. Other than that, I think we got a good roster here.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, my Eagle brother. Hey, if you're not following me on Twitter, by the way, I'm up to 2,000. I want some sound effects here. 2,763 followers. And I'm breaking stories, people. And the draft weekend, I will have it on Twitter. Seconds, or actually simultaneously.
I will not eat cat poop.
Simultaneously to our live Eagles draft live.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Nice. Merrill Reese will host it along with Adam Kaplan. We are going to have a draft extravaganza beginning the week of. That Monday will be live 11 to 1. Then Wednesday will be live 11 to 1. And then Thursday, April 26th, we are live 8 until the end of the draft. Friday, we are live 8 until the end of the draft, or 7 o'clock until the end of the draft. And then on Sunday, or rather Saturday, I believe it's 11 o'clock till 7 o'clock, some crazy number. Added up to somewhere along the lines of like 21 hours of airtime. Airtime, 215-339-6709 is your telephone number. Free agency just an hour and 23 minutes away. And the Eagles defense really seems to be in focus to me. How do you get this Eagles defense better? That is the big question that everybody has to say. What does that say? Liam in Liam from New Jersey.
Liam, from Ewing.
Yeah, hey, Leon.
The Redskins safety, Landry?
Yeah.
I know he's like a bigger free agent.
Yeah.
But our CP3s weren't really that great.
Nope. Agreed.
And he's really tough.
Okay.
And
okay.
Can he sit here?
Yeah, agreed. Hey, thanks for the call, Liam. Eagles safeties, we'll see what the Eagles do here. I will tell you that LaRon Landry, and guys, please understand this. Players are not going into free agency saying, I'm going to settle for a backup deal. LaRon Landry wants to be signed in the first couple of days. He wants to make big money. Eagles are not in position to do that. They're throwing all their money at guys like Todd Harriman's, deservedly so. We're going to be back in just a moment here on Eagles Live. Todd Harriman's, the Todd Father, in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
The man of the day here in Philadelphia, Todd Harriman's to my left. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're inside our Xfinity studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Todd Harriman signs a contract extension, and congratulations to you. They always say that being drafted is the highlight day. You've gotten two contracts since then, three contracts, really. How do these kind of moments compare? Are you a reflective guy at all?
Not really. No, my girlfriend tells me all the time that I don't save enough things. I don't save birthday cards. I'm not emotional enough or something like that.
Well, should we get deep here?
No.
Should I suggest that you see the notebook?
No, I've seen it. No, I think that this is probably one of the bigger ones for me. Obviously, this is the biggest contract, but this is the first time I ever got a press conference. This is big stuff.
How was it in the big room?
Empty.
Intimidating at all?
Because
all the lights are on you and you're see the phone keeps blowing up. That's fine.
Oh, Pete.
It's okay. It's your day, Todd.
Sorry, guys.
Do you like being in the spotlight there?
Yeah, it's cool. Word is I was trending on Twitter earlier. Nice.
At Todd Harriman's.
Yeah, at Todd Harriman's. Follow me.
Yeah.
The Todd Father.
Todd, let's the idea that you could perhaps finish your career as an Eagle. I mean, I think about that. I've been here a long time. Not a whole lot of players do that. I think it's something special.
Yeah, no, it's not this age in sports. Not hardly anybody you ever hear doing that, and I think that's real special. I think it speaks well for me that the Eagles want to keep me this long. But I think it also shows, you know, a lot of good faith on their part that they, you know, see something in me that makes me want to be in their plans for the next 5 years.
We've talked to, I know you've answered a bunch of questions, moving from left tackle as a rookie, inside to guard, back out to tackle. Do you have a preference where you'd like to play? If you could draw up the perfect position, other than tight end, maybe?
I would call it Gackle. No. I don't really. There's perks to both. You know, when you're inside at guard, there's not as much side to side running around chasing people. But when you're outside at tackle, it just seems to be like I made it through the whole season this year without, you know, any injury, thank God. But it just kind of feels like it's easier on your body to play tackle.
Yeah. Was there a point in the season where you said, you know, I know the first game you're out there against Chris Long and you did a great job, and it was kind of, I guess, on instinct, really. But was there a point, I mean, because you really didn't have much time to work at it.
Was there a point where I, like, settled in?
And yeah, and said, hey, I'm a right tackle, and I feel good about
it. Yeah, I think it was like, you know, it was about 4 weeks in where I was able to actually kind of be like, all right, this is working out. I've done it for 3 weeks now. You know, I've definitely had some bad snaps, but I've been able to recover from them, and you know, haven't gone in the drain on them and stuff like that. So it took a few games. It definitely did. You know, the second week against John Abram was a pretty telling tale.
Yeah,
you know,
nationally televised game in the Dome.
Yeah, and it was a crazy game, and you know, we're out there just battling the entire game together, and it was a lot of fun, but, you know, I was questioning myself a little bit after that game. I was like, you know, I think I did all right, but I do remember turning around and chasing him a lot, you know.
Hey, I'm thinking back to 2005, and nobody really knew anything about Saginaw Valley State or you, and you come into training camp, and people, I remember talking to scouts, and they were very impressed. Do you reflect at all about those kinds of moments and going up against whatever, I guess, Trent and maybe ND Clue and saying, hey, you know what, I'm holding my own, yeah. Hugh Douglas,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I do remember that. The rookie year training camp is just, it's so overwhelming that, you know, you're just out there. You never feel like you're doing good enough. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having Juan as a coach was really big for me. He's such a positive motivator, and, you know, he just saw something in me that he knew I was going to be able to play. And just having his confidence and, you know, when I finally got in there to actually play the second year and I was starting, having Jamal started that year as well in place of Hank was, you know, that was big that we were out there going through kind of the same thing together. And, you know, we did it for a lot of games. So I think all that kind of just helped with my adjustment to the big leagues.
You know, a lot of people wonder, why does one player, I mean, everybody who comes into the league, whether you are drafted or signed later, you are a tremendous football player. Why do some players make it? Why do some players not make it? And I always believe that coaching has such a huge
part. It does. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with opportunity, too. You know, in certain situations, there could be a guy that you'd never see all season long that's practicing, you know, killing people in practice and just, you know, looking like a total animal. And then just because they're in certain situations where, you know, front office stuff or whatever, they never see the field. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Has your body changed a lot from guard to tackle, back to tackle? Tackle to guard to back to tackle? Have you had to change things?
My body?
You know, gain weight, lose weight?
When I first moved to guard, I thought that I had to gain a bunch of weight to play inside because I never did it before. And I ended up gaining a bunch of weight and played pretty heavy for about 2 years. And then I realized I wasn't moving that well.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of slimmed down, and I think that that's helped out too with me being able to move from, you know, tackle to guard and just being able to kind of be at a good height and weight and physique for any position.
Well, you've definitely gotten into the weight room and conditioned a lot and really, and you know, you've got to be a tight end at times too here. But you're way more, I think, if I may say this in a manly, respectful way, your body's very much more toned, I think, than it was. Or you seem more physically fit and
than
you were when as a young lad.
I have to give a shout out to my trainers at Power Train.
Okay.
It's some guys that LJ Smith hooked me up with about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and they were based out of Lancaster, and they've opened a place in Cherry Hill here now, and I've just been working out with them ever since. They changed my body composition so much the first year that I was with them, and I'll go in there and I'll tell them what I want them to do for the off season, and by the end of the off season, it's great. And then during the season, it kind of goes away, and then the off season, it comes back. So,
yeah.
They're just someone that is able to specialize individually on players. It's a good situation.
Tell fans about Howard Mudd and what he's meant to you, and just kind of the feeling you have going into year two with him as the offensive line coach.
I love playing with Howard. He's an interesting guy. That's the best way to say
yeah.
it. He's funny. He's mean. He's sarcastic. He's sincere. I mean, pretty much any adjective you can think of fits Howard. And the way that he's changed my game, I kind of there's a mustache.
Here you go.
The way that I've changed my game, since Howard's come along is, with Juan was developing me as a player, mainly technique. He knew that I had good size and strength, and I was able to bend. And you take those and you put them into Juan's system, and if you drill over and over and over, you can create a good player. With Howard, it's more like use your raw athleticism to get between the defender and the quarterback, and then just stay there.
Okay.
Just try to shadow him. So it's more like he said that he kind of came up with his...
So it's precise then,
yeah,
in ways.
Well, he kind of came up with his method of how to block defensive linemen from watching basketball. You watch the guy hand checking the ball carriers, he's backing him down the lane, mm-hmm. the guy's hopping his feet, constantly moving him back and forth, and he was just like, well, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
So, that's where he got it, and it seems to be working.
You like what you have up there with the guys? Do you like Jason, year two, and
yep.
Danny, year two, and
yep.
Evan, we don't know about, but, Jason and you?
Yeah, Kelsey, I think Kelsey had a really good rookie year. Went through some things that were very important for a rookie to go through, and I think he's going to be a phenomenal player, in the future. He's very smart, and he's athletic, and he works hard. Danny's the same way, having to sit down for a little bit during the year, then coming back, I think that helped his process and his mind of getting used to just being in the NFL and the techniques and stuff that he was having to use. And, Jason's as solid as they come at left tackle. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Evan or left guard or, whatever they end up doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited for this year. I'm excited to I want to be on the team that brings Philadelphia's Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's up there on top of my priority list.
So such magical words. Hey, last question. Twitter, Howard Mudd's, what's it called? Howard Mudd's Facts.
Howard Mudd Facts.
Howard Mudd, who is that? Who's doing that? Is this like a big secret? Like, do you guys know who
I met him, yeah.
Oh, you know who it is?
Yeah.
So it's not a former player?
No.
So I thought it was DeVan, actually.
A lot of people would think that. No.
So it's somebody who actually knows Howard, like, through and through?
Yeah, but they do not want their...
identity revealed.
They do not want their identity revealed.
It's very humorous.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's humorous because nobody knows who it is.
Yeah.
Everybody comes up with all these conspiracies that it's Kelsey and Evan.
Right.
And they're sharing a phone to do it or something like that. Yeah.
But do you know who it is?
I've met him.
And you're clearly sworn to secrecy.
Well, I don't... I don't remember his name.
Oh, okay. Oh, so
really? Or their name. There's two of them.
Oh, wow. Wild. Are they just Howard Mudd fans or something? This is bizarre. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Actually, no, it's not quite as funny as some of the ones we've created ourselves here. All right, Todd Harriman's special day here in Philadelphia, the NovaCare Complex, a new contract that keeps him an Eagle through 2016. And if you want to keep playing after that, we'd love to have you, Todd.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Special day for Todd. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew. Seriously?
So gross.
Ew. Seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew. Seriously?
Dude, that is so totally
gross. Gross, I know.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you. Eagles Live, the name of the show. Todd Herrmann signs his contract extension. That is one move for the Eagles today. Free agency begins in 1 hour and 6 minutes. Again, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but I'm just telling you, it's going to be quiet here, okay? The Eagles did, as you look here, there's just not a lot of cap room. Not a lot of cap room. But they're going to have to create some space if they want to make any sort of substantive moves. Will they do that? I don't know. Eagles about $9.5 million under the cap. I'm not sure where that factors in with Todd's number. They did work out linebacker Ben Lieber this week. Just looking at him.
Are you mad?
I'm not mad at all. Our draft coverage starts Wednesday, April 25th. Actually, it starts Monday, April 23rd, but oh well. And Herrmann gets his deal done. Who's next? Todd is first. Will it be Trent Cole? Will it be LeSean McCoy? Are there others on the roster who might deserve contract extensions? Want to make this note and a congratulations out to him. Tonight in Baltimore, Eagles defensive tackle Mike Patterson will receive the team's Ed Block Courage Award. Certainly well-deserved. His performance last year coming off that seizure at training camp, a frightening moment for everyone. He recovered. He had a very fine season in 2011. And Mike Patterson receives, as one of 32 representatives in the NFL tonight, a special, special night. I am a big fan of the Ed Block Courage Award and what it means. Was able to be part of the team's dedication of their very own Courage House in Philadelphia last year. Mike Vick, Jason Avant, John Dornbos, Rick Burkholder among those in attendance. It was a special moment. It is a very important, very significant night in the NFL, and Mike Patterson deserves congratulations for that. So we salute Mike Patterson and hope he returns to full health and has a great 2012 season. So that we're going to wrap it up here. That's it. Hey, free agency starts. If anything breaks, you know that we're going to have it for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Also follow us at Eagles Insider, at Dave Spadaro, at Eagles as well. We are doing text alerts. I mean, we are going to be on top of everything. This point forward, the news happens very quickly in the NFL. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. I do break news. We do have fun. I answer every question I can get to, and most of them I do. And the numbers are building.
Hell
on
yeah!
Twitter! At Dave's.